Will Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence? Senator Halpern?
The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Lehman, Mackey, and Wilkin are excused from the call of the Senate this morning.
Thank you. If everyone will please stand, our chaplain this morning is Senator Parnell.
Let us pray. Lord God, we give you thanks for this new day of life. We seek your presence, your wisdom, and your grace to do what is right and true in this our daily work. We pray that you would heal the minds and bodies of the sick, give rest to those who are weary, and bring peace to the anxious hearts of our land. We give you thanks for all things. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Senator Donnelly, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Senator Hoffman. Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the general.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the, prayer will be spread in the journal. Would the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 74th legislative day.
Senator Halpern.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Do we have guests for introduction? Senator Parnell.
Thank you. I caught the downtown senator almost ready to poach for me. Madam President, I'd like to introduce a constituent and a person who's been very active in our community and particularly in my area of town. Please help me welcome Jim Posey to the Senate.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I wasn't about to poach. I was going to say that Jim Posey does like my fried okra salad when we get together for family get-togethers. But no, I was rising to introduce, Madam President, Pat Shelton, a constituent of mine from District H in Anchorage. She's a big advocate for the Family Partnership Charter School and was here today to testify in front of the State Board of Education. So she's an advocate for kids. Please help me welcome Pat Shelton.
Senator Torgerson.
I'd like to have the body help me welcome a good friend of mine, Kenny Lancaster, the mayor of Soldotna, and a hard worker for issues for the Kenai Peninsula. So please help me welcome him to the Senate.
Messages from the governor.
Message dated March 21st. Dear President Pierce, Speaker Porter, and Chief Justice Matthews, I am pleased to appoint Scott Sterling to replace Chris Miller on the 2000 Redistricting Planning Commission. Mr. Sterling is an attorney with Sterling and DeArmond. Sincerely, Tony Knowles. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 23rd, stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 204, Resources, by the House Resources Committee, an act relating to elk farming.
Resources and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 255, Community and Regional Affairs, by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to cities incorporated under state law that are home rule communities.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 297, State Affairs, title amended by the House State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the circumstances under which an ambulatory surgical facility may relocate its services without obtaining a certificate of need and relating to the subsequent use of the site from which the ambulatory surgical facility was relocated and providing for an effective date.
Yes.
CS for House Bill number 310, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Insurance Guarantee Association.
Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill number 318, Judiciary, by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to property disposal by law enforcement agencies.
Judiciary.
CS for House Bill number 382, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the licensing of social workers and to the use of the title social worker without a license and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Thank you. Do we have communications?
Disclosure letters received in accordance with AS 2460 will be published in Senate Journal Supplement Number 9 and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 15.
Standing committee reports.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 275 relating to the school year for purposes of the post-secondary student loan program, recommends the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute, same title, signing due pass, Senator Miller Chair, Senators Wilkin, Pierce, and Elton, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 275 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 277 relating to the elimination of the Alaska Administrative Journal and the establishment of the Alaska Online Public Notice System. Recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute new title, signing no recommendation, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senators Halford and Ellis, signing due pass, Senator Donnelly, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 277 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 288, authorizing the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to enter into an agreement with the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, signing due pass, Senator Ward, Chair, Senators Miller, Lincoln, Pierce. Fiscal note attached, Senate Bill Number 288 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Rules Committee considered House Bill Number 357, an act relating to the redemption of shares of certain Alaska corporations, signing for placement on the calendar and due pass, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis, previous House, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 39, encouraging the United States Congress to pass S-2214, a bill opening the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to responsible exploration, recommends calendar, signing to the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. This bill and resolution appear on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have special committee reports?
Report dated March 23rd, the conference committee considering CS for Senate Bill Number 250, Finance Amended, and House CS for Senate Bill Number 250, Finance, recommends that Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 250, an act making supplemental appropriations, amending appropriations, making an appropriation to capitalize a fund, making a reappropriation under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, and providing for an effective date be adopted, and they attached a spreadsheet. Signing the report, Senator Barnell, Chair, Senators Torgerson and Adams, Representative Mulder, Terrio, and Davies.
Senator Halford.
I move that the Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 250 be adopted, thus passing Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 250.
Is there debate? Senator Adams?
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Adams, go ahead.
Madam President, we in a minority will be voting for this piece of legislation. However, there are areas of concerns to us that we'd like to note. We appreciate the money in K through 12, the $2.1 million being used for education, even if it is pupil transportation. However, if we look at future appropriations in education, those savings, we believe, should go back into education facilities or to the classrooms. Because when we passed Senate Bill 36, it was like a wounded duck. It did not fulfill what it was meant to be. And we have that problems today from every place, from Wrangell up to the north. And so we're happy to see, at least in this piece of legislation, education lapse money being used for education. There are other areas of the bill that we need to discuss. One of the areas that concerns us in rural Alaska is power cost equalization. We're appreciative of funding this up to May 15th, but we thought we could solve it by taking the money that is placed in the other body's $8 million, which is finished this year. We need to look at a long-term solution on power cost equalization. We in the minority are trying to help and work on something like this, and we'll work with the committee or any committees on this solution. Because I think that we made a commitment to the people in the state of Alaska when some of us in this particular voted in 1993, that we stated that power cost equalization would go onto the year 2013, and it stated at least $17 million. And I think that's one of the things that we need to work on And it was one of the majority's priorities when we came down here into Juneau that we would work on it. There are other issues in the supplemental, which I will note not go on, but we're happy about some of the road money that's here that has economic development to our mining and tourism, not only in the Nome area, but also in the Taylor area. And we appreciate the work that is done by finance. And even though this was not noted or mentioned or announced hearing at 4 o'clock, we appreciate the co-chairman of finance for coming up around to our individual offices and working with us in explaining it. We appreciate that.
Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Madam President. I can't resist the last remark. I did not announce the meeting yesterday. I forgot it. And it was announced on the House floor, and it was also on basis yesterday as well. So, and we had about 20 to 30 people overseeing the conference committee meeting with us yesterday, as the good senator knows. The conference committee report contains numerous important items, and I just wanted to detail a few. The senator has already mentioned some. Number one, people transportation for this year is now fully funded. Avalanche warning services have been provided for at the House number. Highways and maintenance has been approved for the Taylor Highway, the Boundary Spur, the Nome Teller, and Kukurik Roads, which were important to many members and the public. And on the PCE issue, we did provide enough funds in here to fund checks through May 15, provide funding through May 15, so that we are enabled to come up with a long-range solution here and continue working on that issue, which I have pledged to continue to do. So with that, I would urge the members provide a yes vote and get this funding to the necessary areas. Thank you.
Is there further debate? Senator Taylor.
Yes. Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to support the supplemental, but with reservations to the extent that we've not yet found a plan for PCE that will, in fact, solve that problem. I think there is a solution that may be available, and I'm moving both on that one and also on the other, which is education funding, on a trust me basis. I hope that trust is well placed. Thank you.
Other debate? Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report, therefore adopting the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 250? Members may proceed to vote. If all members voted, Secretary locked the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. The Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 250 has been adopted. The vote was 17 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of the Conference Committee substitute Senate Bill 250 to consider the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage for Conference Committee substitute Senate Bill 250 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of the Conference Committee substitute Senate Bill 250 be considered the roll call on the CBR section.
Senator Halford, we've been told by the attorneys that we should always vote the CBR section, so why don't you just move it and we'll vote.
I move the adoption of the CBR section.
Is there debate? Question is, shall the CBR Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund section of Conference Committee substitute Senate Bill 250 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary locked the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. The Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund section of Conference Committee substitute Senate Bill 250 has been adopted. The vote 17 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary, are there any other special committee reports?
There are no other special committee reports.
We have Senate resolutions for introduction.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate bills for introduction.
Senate Bill number 296 by the Senate Finance Committee. An act relating to charges for state services requiring that fees levied by resource agencies for designated regulatory services be based on the actual and reasonable direct cost of providing the services, except in the case of certain negotiated or fixed fees relating to negotiated and fixed fees of resource agencies, relating to invoices for designated regulatory services, establishing a petition process regarding fees charged by resource agencies for regulatory services, and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to consideration of the day calendar.
House Bill number 357 by Representative Murkowski, an act relating to the redemption of shares of certain Alaska corporations. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommended calendar and due pass, signing the report Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations Senator Ellis, previous House Zero Fiscal Note. I have no amendments.
Senator Halper.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 357 be held in second reading for Monday's calendar.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 357 will appear in second reading on Monday's calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution number 39, encouraging the United States Congress to pass S-2214, a bill opening the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to responsible exploration, development, and production of its oil and gas resources. Resources Committee considered the resolution, recommends a Resources Committee substitute, signing due pass, Senator Halford Chair, Senators Taylor, Green, and Pete Kelly, signing no recommendation, Senator Lincoln, zero fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There is a Resources Committee substitute.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Resources Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Excuse me. Hearing no objection, the Resources CS has been adopted.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 39, Resources, encouraging the United States Congress to pass S-2214, a bill opening the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to responsible exploration, development, and production of its oil and gas resources.
Is there debate?
I have no amendments.
No amendments. Senator Halford.
I move and ask consent to committee substitute Senate Joint Resolution 39, Resources, be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place the final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution number 39, Resources, encouraging the United States Congress to pass S-2214, a bill opening the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to responsible exploration, development, and production of its oil and gas resources.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute Senate Joint Resolution 39, Resources, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Joint Resolution 39, Resources, has passed the Senate. The vote was 16 yeas and 1 nay. Madam Secretary.
Citations honoring Todd Palin and Dusty Van Meter. In memoriam, Virginia Atuk. In memoriam, Tina Wasili.
Senator Halford. Citations.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Okay, no objection. The citations have been adopted. Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor for Senate Bill 198 regarding to the public school funding formula.
Hearing no objection, Senator Donnelly will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 198. Unfinished business? Are you just waving? Do you want to be shown as a co-sponsor? Is that what that was? Thank you. Jeez. I see. I okay. Senator Pete Kelly will also be shown as a co-sponsor along with Senator Taylor. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Halford, under announcements?
Under announcements, resources will be adding Senate Bill 296, fees for state service, to Wednesday's calendar next week.
Under special orders, Senator Lincoln, were you seeking the floor?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I'd like permission of the body to speak on 11 years. Thank you. Madam President, it really is hard to believe, but today is the 11th anniversary of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. And we look at that tragedy and how far we've come in these 11 years. There's no question that we have had positive outcomes as well as the negative from the outcome of the Exxon Valdez hitting Bly Reef and spilling 11 million gallons of oil. We have had the regional citizens advisory committees that have become a model for the citizens watchdog efforts. We've had oil companies that have invested in tractor tugs and double hull tankers. We've seen an awful lot of research being conducted on the effects of the oil spill and ways in which to respond quickly and efficiently to any future events that may have involve oil spills. We've also seen where other parts of the world has called upon Alaska's expertise in prevention and intervention of oil spills. With all of that, Madam President, I think that we just have to be ever vigilant on making sure that future oil spills or anything of this magnitude never happens again to affect our pristine water, air, and land that we so depend upon here in Alaska. And I'm real proud of Alaskans for how they have responded to that tragedy 11 years ago today and the positive things that we've learned from it. And I thank you for the opportunity to allow me to recognize the 11 years.
Senator Halford?
Thank you, Madam President. A brief comment on the same topic.
Hearing no objections, Senator Halford, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Our friends at Exxon have an impeccable sense of timing. with regard to the comments of the former speaker, I'd like to read you something from Blomberg today. Exxon has filed suit to block the ARCO BP merger and the Phillips sale. They filed suit in state court in California to block the sale, which, of course, will substantially delay a process that we were hoping was coming to a conclusion. Their timing is impeccable.
Any further special orders? Senator Halford, Monday. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Kelly, Monday. Senator Kelly.
I'm moving to ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to speak on nanotechnology.
Oh, dear. Senator Kelly, I haven't heard any objection. You have before.
Madam President, Senator Ted Stevens' office contacted me about mentioning this report on nanotechnology, the National Nanotechnology Initiative, which leading to the next industrial revolution. Senator Stevens is very excited about it. His office has placed a copy of this in every legislator's box. And basically, if I can be given the privilege to read from a letter from the President's Committee on Advisors on Science and Technology, nanotechnology is the science and engineering of assembling materials and components, atom by atom or molecule by molecule, and integrating them into useful devices. It uses new discoveries, new eyes, and hands to work at the scale of a nanometer, 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter, 10,000 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair. Nanotechnology thrives through modern advances in chemistry, physics, biology, engineering, and materials research. We believe that nanotechnology will have a profound impact on our economy and society in the early 21st century. I know that Senator Stevens is very excited about the potentials of new nanotechnology research. The federal government has increased the research budget by 83% to $479 million next year, or $479 billion next year. $479 million, I believe, and I know that the senator is very excited about the potential of nanotechnology in the state of Alaska. Thank you.
Further special orders. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until 11 a.m. on Monday.
There ain't no objection. We'll see you Monday.